Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time. Hit the wrong button.
Yep.
News.
News.
No!
News.
No!
They're right next to each other!
Mr. Desai.
The single worst one we have done.
I know, you could have played it off. It's just like, I'm getting hyped.
Yeah.
You didn't have to admit it. You did.
There's three buttons in a row, okay? I could have hit news or nope, which now I have. I could have hit this. I don't know why these are next to each other. Or I could have hit this. It's time for news or nope.
I really wish you had hit that one.
Everyone, this is a time where we delve into the news stories of the day. Anyone can veto those news stories by just removing an article of clothing. Or saying the word nope.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. I didn't know if you were going to hit any other.
I don't know what I'm doing.
HBO Max has announced that they are raising their prices by a dollar. HBO says, what are you going to do about it?
I am about to drop them all. I'm doing it. I'm dumping.
It's getting ridiculous.
Welcome to the club.
I'm doing it.
We're going to drop all streaming?
Well, I think I have to keep net. Netflix.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think I get Peacock for free from Xfinity or somebody.
Okay.
But the rest, I mean, my daughters asked me to keep Paramount, but the rest of them, just no.
No Disney Plus?
What do I need it for?
Yeah, are you kind of out of the Disney? See, Disney Plus goes up every month.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Really?
What's the need for it?
Well, I think there's a Hulu Disney ESPN bundle that kind of makes Disney worth it.
You're not going to keep Hulu?
I think I'm going to keep Hulu, but there's other... I think with Xfinity, I might be able to get some local channels, and then I could just...
There's a deal for Hulu, Black Friday. You can get it for like a dollar every month.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Do that.
I've done that a couple times. Yeah.
Make a new email. Do it.
Yeah. HBO Max doesn't give me much, though.
It's so expensive. It's like you almost... Like you got to win the lottery or something to be able to pay for all these things, which is good news.
Was this all a segue to get to like?
Because no, I'm genuinely upset about the prices. It's ridiculous.
We get into the middle of the show, and then Hack starts hankering to go buy a Mega Millions ticket.
Oh yeah!
And it's like, dude, the drawing is not till tomorrow. You don't have to go today.
Well, I gotta pay for all these streaming services.
I get it. And you'll have enough money if you win this thing, but like, you don't have to interrupt the show today to go. The drawing is tomorrow.
Okay.
So you don't have a sense of, you should still go buy your ticket.
There's some urgency. I'm feeling pretty poor after my vacation.
$80 million. You know how many HBO Maxes you can buy?
Yeah, like that's four.
Like 6 months.
$680 million. So that means I would give each of you.
Oh my God, we're not going back through this.
About 10 grand.
Here's the deal. The drawings are Tuesday and Friday. So you have a whole nother day to do it.
Okay.
Tickets are $5.
If you take the cash, you'll get $318 million.
Oh, in that case, you each only get five.
Dude, shut up. $318 million.
No, that's so much money.
Yeah. Like, it's so much. Yeah.
You could like put a kid through college and get HBO. Yeah.
And Hulu.
Yeah. No, and will they have to choose?
You go ad free Hulu.
Yeah. Hulu, the dream. Hulu, YouTube live. Hulu.
Oh. Wow. If you win, will you buy us all every streaming service?
Okay, sure.
Forever.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, all right. My God. Thank you for that little update.
Oh, good evening.
Good
evening.
Evening.
Speaking of expensive things, there's a report out now saying that a bridesmaid can now cost as much as your monthly rent. And I just got to say, this is not news.
Yeah.
I have been a bridesmaid so many times.
So can I ask you?
Yeah.
Will you just not, like, this is what drives me nuts. It's what I call the fraternity principle. Everybody's like, hazing sucked. I hated getting hazed. Now I'm the president of the fraternity. Haze those men. Like, stop.
But
you're now the bride. You have a chance. Stop it.
Ooh. The problem is,
stop it.
I did it for everyone else.
It doesn't matter. So this is your chance to stop.
I want my own bachelorette party.
No, you don't.
Erica, I was going to ask you, do you actually want a bachelorette party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's going to make him go to Cabo.
No, we're going to Austin. It's going to be a pretty chill weekend.
That's still not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Food trucks in Austin are expensive.
I will say, being a bridesmaid isn't that much more expensive than just attending the wedding.
No, you just said it's like the same as rent.
To do them both.
You said it's thousands of
dollars. They're already attending the wedding anyway. All they have to do is buy a dress. I'm pretty sure I'm covering hair and makeup.
No, then you
got
to go to every shower. You have to go to the bachelor
showers.
In Erica's defense, if I go to a wedding with my wife, she buys a dress, whether she's in it or not.
Totally.
It's like an opportunity.
Yeah, but it's a dress she wants to buy that she will probably wear again, as opposed to some stupid cornflower thing from David's Bridal that you'll never wear again.
Don't forget, my girls pick their dresses.
I feel like that's not a trend.
Yeah, but you're still stuck with a color you don't want.
Maybe I chose a nice color.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
The wearing it again, we never seem to wear it again.
No.
We wear it again.
We seem to buy new ones.
Yeah.
Do you know
any
easy
dress
way?
Or any wedding I go to, I'm like, but what if I had a new one?
Yeah.
I have my eighth grade suit on. I've somehow made it this far.
If you're about to be a bridesmaid, I have the solution for you. Did you know that the Mega Millions jackpot?
Right. Yes. If I won, I'll just pay for all my girls' stuff.
Oh. There you go.
In fact, look at generous Erica.
Maybe I would pay for
I have $680 million, and I'm going to buy you a dress.
No.
You are the most selfish person I've ever met.
And a bachelorette party and hotel rooms. Hey, that's not selfish.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm just excited about this. Johnny Depp is set to play Ebenezer Scrooge in a new darker
adaptation.
Thank you. Of A Christmas Carol.
What?
Oh. I don't know we have. Why is this music on?
I don't know. I liked it from before.
Johnny Depp. Don't we have a few of those?
Probably.
Yeah. There's a billion Christmas carols.
The Muppet one is
the
best.
He's coming back to Hollywood. After Amber Turd, this is the first thing he's doing.
Yeah, but okay. Isn't Spirited Christmas Carol?
Yeah, but that one was dumb.
It's sort of
Spirited is not Christmas Carol.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
It's like a twist on it, right?
No, it's like every time it happens, they keep replaying Christmas Carol, and it's like, oh, this guy's a big of enough jerk that we have to try to convince him to be.
I watched it, but I don't remember it enough.
Yep. There's the Mickey Mouse one with Scrooge McDuck.
That's a good one.
I clearly have kids.
Yeah.
Do you know how you could buy all the Christmas carols?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.